B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
I can't believe that you sprung this on me this morning, because most of the time, you know, I never ask when people are expecting a baby, and I know you've got, your baby's due September 27th. Do I have that
right? That's right.
So your baby is due, Kara. Nobody ever tells the name. Like, you might hear the gender, but you never hear the name in advance.
Well, we've been asked like a bajillion times, do you have a name? Are you telling people? And right now, like, we're not solid with it, but we've got a front runner that we really, really like. And there just hasn't been anything else that's like come close to that spark that, you know, that we really love. So it's got great meaning. His first name has a fabulous meaning that just goes perfect with me and my husband Ryan and our entire relationship. The middle name we've chosen is a family name for both me and my husband Ryan.
Oh, cool. That
and
works
then,
out.
You know, of course, our last name. And then his nickname will be what I do for a living. It'll be DJ. So he'll be DJ Nesset. His first name is going to be Dylan.
Dylan.
Dylan means born of the ocean.
Yeah.
Which, if you know us, like, we fell in love at the beach. We got married at the beach. We did our engagement photos at the Georgia Aquarium. Like, the ocean is our thing.
No connection to Bob Dylan.
No
connection to Bob Dylan?
No.
See, I
no
was going
to
name
Dylan McKay. Yeah,
Dylan was a front runner. I mean, we had a daughter, Sophie, but Dylan was a front runner in my mind, not for my wife, but I wanted to name, if we had a boy, I wanted to name him Dylan as
really?
Well. Yeah.
That's cool. And then John, my father's name is Johnny, and we've got Johns throughout my family, and Ryan's great-grandfather's name was John, and he's got Johns through his
Dude,
family.
Love it.
So he's going to be DJ Nesset.
He's going to be, so everybody's going to call him DJ?
We're just going to call him DJ, yeah.
And then when he's in high school and he picks up an acoustic guitar, he'll become Dylan, and
Probably.
That'll be his choice to make.
Probably.
All right, so let's do the story behind your name, 404-741-0985. What is the story behind your name? Like, who's got a cool story about where their name came from or where you landed on it? And you were talking about John being a family name for in your case of both you and your husband. But Franklin, you have a story of a family name. This is crazy.
It's Franklin. Franklin.
Franklin.
Franklin.
Yeah, first name Franklin, last name Franklin. And the story behind that is, when I was younger, I was adopted, and just so happens the people who adopted me, my first name was Franklin before I was adopted, and people who adopted me, the last name was Franklin. So that stuck, Franklin, Franklin.
Oh, no way. That's so sweet.
Now, you go by Frank, don't you? Frank Franklin?
Yeah, Frank Franklin, yes.
I love that name.
Me too, it's awesome.
Yeah. So.
What a great story, Frank Franklin. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I never call in, but I thought this was a time to call in. So.
Well, we sure are glad you did, Frank Franklin. 404-741-0985. We're talking about the story behind your name, because Kara, that was funny, just a couple of minutes ago, shared the name of your baby, your unborn baby.
Yes, that's the front runner, Dylan John.
Dylan
We're
John.
Call him DJ.
Oh, we haven't locked it in yet.
Haven't locked
but it's
it in yet, but that's the front runner.
Right. So what is the story behind your name? Because the story behind Kara's, well, potential baby name is awesome. Good morning. Is it Hope in Covington?
I am saying divine intervention, because my mom was going to name me Roxanne. And when she got to the hospital, she forgot she was going to name me Roxanne. And she named me Hope.
So I take it you weren't a big fan of the name Roxanne.
You know, I was born in 75. So, you know, around elementary, the police was out, you know, Rox. I would have never lived it down.
Oh, Tad.
Yeah, everybody would have sung her name
time. For sure.
Adrian in Atlanta, what's the story behind your name?
Well, Adrian is a common name, and that's my name now. But when I was born, my mom said she couldn't think of anything. So she didn't. When I left the hospital, there was no name on my birth certificate. So it said girl and my last name. So a few years ago, I was trying to get my ID, my driver's license renewed, and they said, well, you need a birth certificate. And I was like, oh, my God.
So your birth certificate still says girl on it?
It still had girl for all these years, yes.
Oh, my God.
I have a similar story to that coming up next, which is hysterical. And the reason why my friend Tommy calls me the small guy to this day, coming up next. The story behind your name is what we're talking about on the show. And your name is Mancy.
Yes.
It's Mancy in Snellville. And Mancy is spelled with an M, as in Mary.
No, N.
N, okay.
N, Nancy.
That's our phone screener, making your name even more interesting than it probably is. So what's the story behind your name, Nancy?
The story behind my name is that my name is Nancy Erica. That's my first and middle name. Mm-hmm. And I was named, my mom was a member of a comedy troupe in Atlanta called the Wits End Players. Mm-hmm. And her boss was Nancy Erickson and Phil Erickson. And I was named because she loved her boss, Nancy Erickson. So I'm Nancy Erica.
That's so cool.
Very cool. Yes. Imagine if it was Mancy Erica. Kara and Cumming, we lost you before, but the story behind your name?
Yeah, okay. So we heard Kara and Kelly, Kip and Kent. That's my aunt and my uncle and my mom. So I'm Kara, K-A-R-A. My twin is Tara, T-A-R-A. And we have a sister who's about 18 months older than us, and it's S-A-R-A. So Kara, Tara, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh. Those are all of the names that I get called before people, like, actually land on my name, which is
right?
Kara with a K also.
Sarah in Winder.
Yes, that's me.
Story behind your name.
So it's actually my daughter's name. I had a massive stroke on my wedding day while I was pregnant with her, and I had to go through extensive rehab. And the two ladies that really helped me to recover and rehab, their names were Kim and Melissa, and we named our daughter Calissa.
That is so cool.
Is so, I mean, everything except the stroke is so beautiful.
Yeah. Well, it turned out well. She's 18 years old. She just graduated from high school. She's headed to Kennesaw State University in the fall. She's an incredible young lady. I'm incredibly proud of her. I'm incredibly thankful for the ladies that helped me be who we are today.
Yeah, and what an honor for them,
yeah.
Right? I mean, that's very cool. My daughter's name was Dr. Hoopis, so I'm glad nothing happened to me. Talking about the story behind your name, I forgot to tell the small guy story.
Yeah.
And I'll make it real quick. We came across this news story. It was about a kid whose parents couldn't decide on a name when he was born. Mm-hmm. And so they started calling him the small guy. And the story was that he was now 7 years old, and his name was The Small Guy.
Still at 7 years old?
The Small Guy.
Poor
I don't know
thing.
If it's on his birth certificate, but hey, Small Guy. How you doing there, Small Guy? Good morning. I don't trust what it says on my screen. What is your name and where are you from?
I'm from Conyers, and my name is Laura, L-A-R-A, Christie. And I'm named after the movie Dr. Zhivago. It was my mother's favorite movie in 1969.
Oh, gosh.
Good for her.
And, of course, you know, Laura is the mistress that he is his most favorite love. And I actually had a crush back in the 80s on a guy named Yuri.
No way.
Didn't marry him. Yes, didn't marry him, but had a horrible crush on a Yuri back in the 80s.
If I were to name my child after my favorite movie, my kid would either be known as The Dude or Lebowski. What about you, Kara?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know what my favorite movie is.
Bueller.
No, I'm not naming this baby Bueller.
That's one of my favorite movies.
So funny. Every Friday, we talk to our celebrity insider, A. Wood, who works in the TV and movie industry and sneaks off set with some casting calls, your opportunity to get on TV and in the movies. A. Wood.
Happy Friday, guys.
Happy Friday.
Do you guys realize that American Idol is about to go into its 21st season?
It's crazy.
That is just obscene.
I know. It makes me feel old.
It makes me feel old, too. It does. It does. So you're either in the school of, I didn't even know that show was still on, or you're like me. I'm like, I am here for American Idol. It has given us so many stars. I still love the show.
You'd think by now they would do something to counter, like The Voice has the chairs that are spinning around. They should have done something on American Idol. Like, as the judges are giving their opinions, they're like flying on trapeze. Something visual
for
the
people. No, you
got to
keep the integrity of the show, Tad. Integrity. That's why it's been on for 21 seasons.
Exactly. And of all the voice-related shows, American Idol does have the most successes.
Yep, that's true.
I would love to go through a list of winners of The Voice and
put them up next to Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
And
if you did a Where Are They Now for The Voice, you'd have to start at a McDonald's, I think.
Not only that, like, you'd have to do Where Are They Now with some of the judges even.
Exactly.
For American Idol, 15 to 28. If you're 15 to 28 and you know you want to make your mark in the music industry, you must follow me on all social. That's the Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And I will tell you exactly how you can submit for American Idol. Also, follow me this weekend on my Facebook page right now. I have a great opportunity on how you can get started in the film and TV industry. There's a great workshop happening this weekend, and I have all the info for you.
Awesome. It's at Awood Radio on all socials.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
We are sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Tina and Williamson, good morning.
Good morning.
Could you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
All right, head on out, Kara.
I'm gone, Tina. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right, Kara's going to step out. I'll ask you five trivia questions. Bring Kara back in. Ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she's going to have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready, Tina?
I am ready.
Question one, a Jimmy Buffett-themed restaurant has opened in downtown Atlanta. What would that place be called?
Margaritaville.
Question number two, Taylor Swift has squashed engagement rumors by showing off ring-free fingers. According to her music, her first crush was on a country singer named Tim. His last name?
McGraw.
Question number three, Ryan Gosling has been dropping breadcrumbs about the new Barbie movie. Question, did Barbie and Ken ever break up?
Yes.
Question four, Sunday's National Ice Cream Day, Rum Raisin is the number one ice cream in Georgia. What are raisins made from?
Grapes.
Number five, Demi Lovato needed stitches after bumping into her amethyst crystal. What that 70s show actor did she break up with in 2016?
Wilder Valderrama.
All right, going to bring Kara back in. She's going to be furious. You know why?
Why?
Because you got all five right.
Oh, no!
That means Kara must do the same. Otherwise, she's going to have to pay you some money. Are you ready?
I guess.
Yay, I'm ready.
All right. Like, Tina, she's like, I'm ready to pick up that check.
Sure I am.
Kara, question one, a Jimmy Buffett-themed restaurant opened downtown. What would that place be called?
Margaritaville.
And by the way, I'm not going to tell Kara whether she's right or wrong until the end, just to add to the excitement. Question number two, Taylor Swift squashed engagement rumors by showing off ring-free fingers. According to her music, her first crush was on a country singer named Tim. His last name?
McGraw.
Question number three, Ryan Gosling has been dropping breadcrumbs about a new Barbie movie. Did Barbie and Ken ever break up?
No.
Question number four, Sunday's National Ice Cream Day. Rum Raisin is the number one ice cream in Georgia. What are raisins made of?
Ew, grapes.
Number five, Demi Lovato needed stitches after bumping her into her amethyst crystal. What that 70s show actor did she break up with in 2016?
Wilmer Valderrama.
Final score, Tina and Williamson, 5. Kara here in Midtown Atlanta, 4.
Barbie and Ken broke up?
Barbie and Ken broke up in 2004. Tina, are you smarter than Kara?
I am.
You are. All I do is win, win, win,
no matter what. Sorry, Kara.
Congratulations, Tina.
$100 of Kara's money is yours, Tina.
Wonderful.
And you are only handing Kara her 42nd loss all time. So be very proud of yourself, okay?
I sure am. Thank you.
Giving you the stuff you need so you can start your crazy day. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine today with a high of 90, 71 in Midtown. Braves beat the Nationals last night. What's going on, Kara?
A big star is sporting a new look thanks to a freak accident. I'll tell you what happened with that in just a second. But first, a Cherokee County family is calling their 10-year-old son a hero after he saved them all from a devastating house fire earlier this week. Zizo Knight was woken up around 2 a.m. Tuesday morning after hearing what he said sounded like fireworks. And then when he looked out his window, he saw that their front porch and their roof was on fire.
No.
So he ran to wake up his parents, and his 18-month-old baby brother got everybody out of the house. And Zizo's dad, Adam, said the roof collapsed shortly after the family got out to safety. So they are super thankful that whatever it was woke up this little boy.
What's the kid's name? Zizo?
Zizo.
Zizo can have ice cream anytime he wants.
Right?
Yeah.
And since it's National Ice Cream Day on Sunday, I believe, he can get it for free, too.
You can have a smorgasbord.
Now, have you ever injured yourself right before a big event?
Not before a big event, but constantly.
I mean, we've all injured ourselves in a stupid way. And Demi Lovato actually took to TikTok to reveal why she looked a little different last night on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
I have like this, literally an amethyst that is about this tall.
And sharp, I assume.
Well, it's just really heavy and there's pieces that are sharp. Anyways, I went to bend down to pick something up and I didn't see the amethyst and I hit my head and I had to get 3 stitches last night.
So the gash was just above their right eye, and it looked pretty gnarly from the TikTok video that she posted. But she's currently promoting her new rock sound. So you don't get more rock and roll than stitches and bruises, right?
Yeah.
She did actually wear a wig to cover up the damage on the show, on the Jimmy Kimmel Show last night.
So Demi Lovato is taking a new route, and she's going to be like a rocker, like a Joan Jett or Hart
kind of thing. Yeah, I think that's right up her alley, man.
Absolutely. She's going to leave that head injury out there for people
to
see.
Saying.
Yeah, it's very street.
You need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Sarah, we got your email, and I think that this is a very common issue.
I mean, that makes me feel a little better.
When is the last time you spoke with your friend Jenny?
Gosh, like 3 months.
Oh, wow. That's a long time. What happened?
A long time. Well, her dad died, and, like, I didn't know what to say or do, you know, so I did nothing.
Oh, no. Nothing.
You didn't go to the funeral or anything?
No, and I know it's terrible. I just shut down. We used to text every day.
Jeez.
Yeah, so this must just be eating at you. Why do you want to talk to her now?
Like, our kids, they go to the same school. And they're like, before school starts, they're having this social, the Kona ice truck.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, baby.
I've been to a couple of those. Those are fun.
I just feel like I need to talk to her before I see her in person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before you got like, you have like a red tongue and you're trying to talk to her from the Kona ice.
I really feel like I should just pull my kids out of school and move to Kennesaw or something.
Oh my gosh.
That's how much you want to avoid. Well, somebody that doesn't feel comfortable even reaching out after their friend loses their father, I can understand, like, this is a tough conversation for you to have as well, right?
You never know what to say, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's why we're here, because we'll say something idiotic and you'll look a lot better.
Perfect.
I tell you what, we will get your friend on the phone here and we'll talk to her and see if we can get you some forgiveness, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
We're about to help Sarah ask her friend Jenny to forgive her for ghosting her after Jenny's father passed away. Sarah just didn't know how to deal with it. Sarah, sit tight. We're going to talk to Jenny first.
Hello?
Hi, Jenny.
Yeah?
Hey, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're calling from B98.5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, what can I help you with?
We understand that you've been going through some family stuff lately.
Yeah, my dad actually just died, but how do you all know about that? What can I help you with?
So you lost your dad and your best friend, really?
What?
Your best friend, Sarah?
Yeah, sure, my friend.
Why do you say it like that?
I wouldn't consider her my best friend. I mean, she didn't call me. That's fine. But she didn't even show up to the funeral. She's just completely ghosted me. So
people deal with loss differently. I know I don't really do well with stuff like that. And I know it's kind of hard to understand that when you're going through it.
Right. Yeah. But that's just not Sarah. Like, that's not her at all. Like, That's not who I knew her to be.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, Jenny, Sarah asked us to help her ask your forgiveness. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. And she
miss you so much. Thank you for understanding.
We understand that you have been avoiding me and blowing me off and not even showing up at my dad's funeral, just hoping that this goes away. Is that what you understand?
Hoping that this goes away, like the awkwardness or what?
She also owed my dad $10,000.
What?
Whoa.
$10,000.
I was going to pay that back.
Sarah, you owed Jenny's dad 10 grand?
Yeah, but now she owes me over $10,000 plus the interest.
What is exactly going on here?
Yeah.
Sarah?
I just borrowed a little money a long time ago.
My dad paid for an entire semester of college for you.
He told me to take as long as I needed.
That was 12 years ago.
Oh.
That was 12 years ago. And I thought you had paid him off already.
I mean, so is the thought that now that Jenny's dad has passed away, Sarah, you don't have to pay it? I mean,
maybe we can do a payment plan?
Yeah, Jenny, if Sarah pays you back, will you forgive her so the two of you can get back to your friendship and forgive all of this?
I guess I will forgive you, Sarah, as soon as I see a hefty chunk of cash in my Venmo.
How hefty are we talking now?
I mean, Sarah, I know how you live your life with your husband and kids, so I'm thinking at least I'll need at least 75% of that really soon.
Whoa. Well, you guys might not talk for a little while, but at least before you talk, there will be a substantial amount of money going to Jenny. Yes, yes, Sarah, you agree to that?
I'll do what I can. I'll talk to my husband about
Sarah, were you ever uncomfortable with funerals, or was this all because you were uncomfortable with owing that kind of money?
Yeah.
Honestly, I forgot about the money. I'm just uncomfortable at funerals.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
The classic, oh, what? I forgot about
$10,000.
Monday on Forgive and Forget, Linda was enjoying taking care of her grandkids until her own daughter abruptly canceled the rest of the summer.
Ooh.
And Linda needs forgiveness for something she realizes she probably should have hidden. We'll find out what that is on Monday's Forgive and Forget.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.